Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Friday, June 19th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry continues on this theme of what it means to be an apprentice of Jesus, and it is entitled, Apprentices of Jesus, You Will Do Greater Works Than These. And our text is from John 14:11-14. Hear the word of the Lord. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. The word of the Lord. Consider this. My dear friend, a renowned biblical scholar, looked intensely at our master's study group. We were in a circle learning together in a Hebraic model of conversational rabbinical learning. And one by one, he met eyes with each one of us in the room. He spoke with fire and joy mingling in his words. Jesus calls you to be his apprentice. Be his apprentice. This group of leaders knew what he was talking about. They were all involved in some form of creativity and creative work. Music, design, painting, filmmaking, and more. They knew that apprenticeship is the primary learning model in the arts, making sure the student would not only become like the master, Luke 6:40, but could also surpass the master in skill and craft. This brings us back to the word for disciple in Hebrew, Talmud. Talmud, the Greek is mathetes, or learner, is best understood in the Hebraic model of rabbinical learning, as an apprentice. An apprentice is one who is learning all the ways of the master. In this sense, the ways that many of us in the modern church think about being a disciple of Jesus are anemic. Perhaps we struggle to appropriate the fullness of life offered to us in our union with Jesus because we have such a weak understanding of what that means. We are then weak and ineffective in serving the world with a love that's more powerful than human effort because we're not willing to be all in on apprenticeship. Apprentices cultivate intimacy with the master. Apprentices read, listen, watch, and apply everything the master teaches. Apprentices are concerned with furthering the work of the master, not just emulating his or her ways, or incorporating his or her ideas into their busy lives. So what happens if the master, Jesus, lives by the Spirit in and through an apprentice? An explosion of kingdom possibility. That's what happens. That's exactly what Jesus does. The master lives through the apprentice. Paul got it. I no longer live, he said, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20b. In John 14:12, Jesus says words his followers have been struggling with for millennia. "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater works than these, because I am going to the Father." Wow. Is Jesus saying that we who are his apprentices, learning his ways, engaging in his mind, we have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2, 2:16b, and moving in the world as his ambassadors, will do greater miracles, greater works of love and power than he did? There's no way around it. Yes, that is exactly what he seems to be saying. Jesus was not interested in us returning to some romantic pre-resurrection notion of what it would be like before he sent the Holy Spirit into on the body of Christ. Jesus is advancing this story through you and through me. We will do even greater works than Jesus and the disciples did, because that is the way the story is unfolding in the heart of God. And here's a quote from N.T. Wright that I've always loved. "Now by the Spirit, they will be able to do all kinds of things. When Jesus goes to the Father, in other words, when he defeats the power of death through his own death and resurrection, then all sorts of new possibilities will be opened in front of them." And this is where this is going. We are moving from being disciples to being apprentices. And do you know what another word for an apprentice is? One who has beheld the work of the Master in its fullness? A witness. As J.D. Walt says, a witness is a disciple on fire. So before we pray, just let me say this, and I think I'm going to refer to this story again. A good friend of mine, a mentor in my life, said to me many years ago, "Dan, just because everything that's happening in the kingdom of God isn't happening through you doesn't mean it's not happening. It means that there are greater works than these that are happening, that are being done, and we're learning them as the body of Christ." But he said, we are a we. We're not just a lot of little eyes out there. So the key is being faithful, obedient, listening, responsive to the Holy Spirit in our moments, in our days, and growing ourselves as apprentices. But know that those greater works are happening in the body of Christ globally, and we want to be attentive to those. We want to pray for those to happen. We want to participate in this big story that God is weaving in our time. You and I are part of that beautiful plot line. And so when we align ourselves as apprentices, when we believe that we will do greater works than these, we're recognizing that we as the body of Christ will experience this. We will do these things, and ours, yours and mine, is to take our place today as his listeners, as those who are his disciples, those who are witnessing his glory, and then those who aren't just turning it all inward, because we all need healing and transformation. As J.D. said, consecration, transformation, that's what's happening. But then the mission and the commission is then demonstration, where we demonstrate that the kingdom of God is truly in our midst, because we are his hands and his feet. We express his love in the world, and through that love, again, power contextualized in love, 1 Corinthians 13, we demonstrate the love of God in gifts and movements of power. All right, so our prayer for today is an apprentice's prayer. Lord Jesus, I want to be your apprentice, and I'm open to being one of those who, with your church, does even greater works than I can imagine. Teach me to get beyond my fears and my old ways of being a Christian to embrace apprenticeship. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Here's our journal prompt for today. Think about what it means to be an apprentice. Okay, we did this yesterday as well, but we're doing it again today. Imagining yourself as an apprentice of Jesus, walk through the gospel stories that come to mind and write about how you would learn to do what Jesus is doing right there in front of you. So this is an imaginative exercise. You're going to get in your journal, you're going to take this prompt, and you're going to consider what it means to be an apprentice. Yesterday, we were talking about considering apprenticeship models we've seen and understood or experienced. But now we're going to think about what it means to be an apprentice and what it would have been like to be disciples and how you would respond in some of these gospel moments. Because there was bewilderment for the disciples in so many ways. JD and I have talked about this, that our model for growing as a Christian is not the disciples, because we're kind of just like them. We're bewildered. We're learning. We're growing. Our model is Jesus. We are becoming like the master. That's the end game here. That's the theological term, is that's the telos. That's the end goal that we're after. It's becoming like him, being conformed to his likeness. And then from the overflow of love, it's no longer I who live, but Christ living in me, through me, as Paul prayed. Okay, so today's activation is this. Today, it's time for your apprenticeship to Jesus to get a renewal. Look for one situation today in which you will begin to practice something that Jesus has taught you to do. When the circumstance appears, step into the next level of confident obedience. So think about that. We've said, and I've said a few times along the way here, this is not a beat myself up faith where, oh gosh, if I could just really be like Jesus one day, I wouldn't be so bad. And like, we get it. We are people of the cross. We recognize we sin, etc. But we're also people in progress and process with Jesus. You have actually learned some things about following Jesus. I believe it with all my heart. What are those things that he's taught you? What are those areas where you feel like you have really become an apprentice of Jesus? Maybe it's the way that you encourage people. Maybe it's the way you love certain people in your life. Maybe it's the way you speak to coworkers. Maybe it's that you are gifted to be a particular gift mix, like a teacher, and you're teaching, or maybe your gift mix is to be an evangelist, that God uses you often in that. And this is your time to say, Lord, you've taught me a few things. Now let me add to that what we're learning together of listening to the Holy Spirit, discerning what you're doing, Father, and then with gentleness, with humility, compassion, bringing the fruits of the Spirit all around it, moving in the gifts of the Spirit as we love someone in front of us. Maybe that's your path, but let's assume that we actually are growing, that you are growing this summer, that I am growing. And in this increment in eternity, we are becoming like him. It's what the Spirit does. He is transforming us. He's taking us from glory to glory. So let's consider that as we step forward today. So the hymn that was in my heart today is hymn number 35, and I'd love to sing it together. It is "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." We will sing all four verses because they're wonderful, and we'll worship together with this hymn as we move into our day to sow good seed, the seed of the kingdom of God, liberally and joyfully in the lives of those around us. Let's sing together hymn number 35. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabbath, His name. From age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little world shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through Him who with us sided. Let goods and kindred go. This mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Amen. Amen. There is so much truth in that hymn, isn't there? Go into today knowing that God is your mighty fortress. As the psalmist said, we run into Him and we are safe. We are insured His care, His love. You are a cared for person today. As a friend says, you are companioned on this journey today. You are never alone. You are never alone. You are never alone. You are always loved, always loved, always cared for. And He is greater. Greater is He that is in us than the one that's at work in the world. So go in that confidence, go in that joy today, and in the strength of Jesus. Let's do what He does with Him by His Spirit. All right? So let's get those seeds ready. And today, I will see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Bowen.